Good morning. Welcome. It's Lagos Talks 91.3. It's time to talk about money. Yes, it's Everyday Money Matters. I like to say, if you're worried about money every day, then Everyday Money Matters is definitely for you. Remember, EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, if you're interested in raising money, growing money, keeping money, investing money, then listen up. This is Everyday Money Matters. Call these numbers to ask your important money questions. 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also try 0809-234-5913. We're also on social media. Reach us on Twitter at Lagos Talks 913. We have the money team in the building. Ugo, Dre, Loretta, welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
What's really going on? What's happening?
How you been?
I've been good. Today's children's day.
I thought it was your holiday because
What do you mean my holiday?
At heart. I thought you were child.
Of course. You know, it's good. It's good to have that childlike sense of wonder. You know, carry it with you everywhere in life. It helps. So yes, it's children's day.
The whole week could have a holiday.
We should actually have just done it that way. You know, what's the point?
They don't do May 29 anymore, right? I think it's July, June 12 now.
Yeah, it's now Inauguration Day, and then there's Democracy Day. I'm just not sure if both of them are part. I know Democracy Day is definitely a public holiday, but Inauguration Day, I don't really know. But yes, they should bring on more public holidays. It's all right. I mean, in other parts of the world, they're considering 4-day work weeks. In New Zealand. Recently, I hope it's New Zealand. Yeah, they're saying they're considering a 4-day work week, and I think that's just brilliant.
I'd rather go for a hybrid kind of work.
What do you mean hybrid?
Rather than a work day.
Okay.
Hybrid basically.
So it's not necessarily the number of days, but what you do.
No, hybrid is like you can work from home.
So you say I take 2 days in the office, 3 days at home.
Something like that, yeah.
Eh. Mm-hmm. So you're not really for this 4-day work
week.
That's hybrid,
no.
Yes, because you're a slave driver. That's what you are.
Just work too hard.
I can see your Egyptian
That's
badge. Just hold the whip.
As a Ramsey.
Right, Everyday Money Matters. And I know there's a lot to talk about with regards to money, business, finance, and things that have been going on. First things first, there were results released for quarter one.
Mm-hmm.
And
anyone pique your interest?
No, just there's a general shock because I think because of COVID-19, people were expecting horrific numbers. People were expecting that we'll go into the minus, but they weren't expecting to see anything better. But is that just like a facade?
Are you referring to the GDP numbers?
Yes. So is it a facade? Is it covering up, you know, the reality because we haven't actually gotten to the time where we've seen the effects or how, you know, it's going to affect us? So please, just enlighten us.
Loretta has an article on it on Nairametrics today, maybe you want to just use this opportunity to explain to those who are listening.
Please, deeply.
Why did we grow?
Exactly.
First quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you already said a very important part of it.
Uh-huh.
We haven't gotten to the crux of the challenge yet. GDP, quarter one is just January, February, March.
Uh-huh.
The implication of the lockdown would start showing from April.
Will now show up in quarter two.
Yes, that will show up in quarter two. However, there are so many other issues, but let's not get into that right now.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay, pretty much.
And then if you look at results from companies as well, some of the companies that have released their results for quarter one, all of them did pretty much well.
Yeah, so it's for the same reason, right? Because
the lockdown just started May 26th or 7th or so in Nigeria. So that was like 3 days off end of the month, even though activities started sort of dwindling around that period. But, you know, majority of the quarter was, you know, pretty much
lockdown, stagnant.
No, working. January, February
was January, February. Okay.
And then most of March as well. So that's what the GDP numbers is speaking to. I think what people should even also look at is that GDP numbers might actually have been slightly higher than what we've just seen. Yeah, if it wasn't for a bit of the, you know, issues we had in the first quarter. Remember that the first quarter we're dealing with complete border lockdown. Increases in food prices, logistics. So we had a few issues as well that affected us in the first quarter. So brace up for those of you who are expecting the big negative. I hope you know what your wish is coming.
Possibly,
it is coming.
In fact, let's not say possibly. It's almost. Based on what we've gone through, it's almost definite.
It is coming. Yeah.
Even with, and then I heard this other story as well. I saw it on Bloomberg that investors are rushing Nigeria's bonds.
Yeah, that was a funny kind of story.
Yeah, because on the one hand it said that, on the other hand it still said you are going to enter trouble still.
Yeah, it's a bit of a very deceptive article. Yeah. We saw it as well. Okay. We looked at it. But I don't think that it's entirely true. Yeah. Ah. So bond yields kind of went up. Bond yields dropped. Mm-hmm. Right. So when bond yields go down, it means the price of the bond is going up. And
okay. When it goes down.
Yeah, because they are inversely related.
Okay.
So when bond yields go down, it appears the price of bonds are going up. The price of bonds are going up, that's because a lot more people coming to buy them. So bond yields had been they were high, you know, around March. April, because of the coronavirus. And then remember that there's been this talk of going buy Nigerian euro bonds, buy euro bonds. So there's a lot of funds that flowed into euro bonds, and it wasn't necessarily foreign investors coming in. At the same time, there are also foreign investors who, you know, were looking to like exit
cash,
but they can't exit. So you have your cash locked in Nigeria. What are you going to do with it? So are you going to invest it in rentable, or are you going to invest it,
yes, are you going to invest you it
in the stock market and the bond market, which is what you're seeing? So
So it's not, it was yeah, because, you know, reading the article, I was like, wait, this is just
the kind of sensational headline,
attract hopeful people.
They're not coming there. No, not yet. They're still trying to grapple with their issues.
Exactly.
A lot of bankruptcies happening, by the way.
Companies are
a lot of bankruptcies. I read something that 70% of businesses in Dubai are likely going to fail. I saw it this morning on CNBC.
70%?
Yeah, my fail. I also read on Financial Times yesterday. Companies have raised over $1 trillion this first 5 months alone. Because credit is kind of cheap abroad now, so the likes of Apple, all those big companies, you know, JP Morgan, they've all raised astronomical amount of money. So the world is swimming in debts.
Amazing.
Go and borrow your own.
I don't know if that's the best one. But right, let's go to the questions that are coming in. Don't forget, if you have questions, you can call in or you can send them in via social media. Let's start with this one. I hope it's the first one, but anyway, I'll read it anyways. It says, Bros, good day. Thanks for all the information you have been given on radio and here. I want to ask if it's advisable to invest in Ethereum. Just buy and keep, he's saying. If yes, is there a wallet you would advise one uses?
I'm not going to tell you a wallet on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kinda,
at Niometrics, Ethereum is one of those stocks, is one of those cryptocurrencies that we sort of endorse. So Bitcoin, Ethereum, I think there are two others, my cryptocurrency desk,
the one backed by
Microsoft and some of the other ones. So it's not bad. And I think it's done quite well this year already.
I know, I'm just still a bit shaky about crypto.
Maybe tweet at Niometrics, they will tell you which wallet you should use.
Right, this is from Temi Tokpe Opaleye, and Temi Tokpe is asking, good morning, sir and ma'am. I have 500K idle in my account. Please, what can I invest in? Looking at short to medium term horizon.
Idle.
500K idle. Yes, these are your people.
Whenever you ask questions like this, just... include what kind of rate returns are you looking for? When you say short to medium term, I don't know. Short term for Larissa can be 1 week. For Sadiq can be 2 days. You never know. So, like, what's short term, you know?
Yeah, as a specific.
But 500K, though, number of investments out there that you can do. There is, there's the stock market, out there
on your risk
conversion,
of course.
There is agrotech as well, few agrotech products that maybe you can look at. I mean, that's really about it, because everyone bonds, but yields are small, and I'm not sure they're really short term. If short term to you is less than 3 months, those ones are probably like 6 months to 1 year for that kind of amount. So limited to those two, and then maybe you can trade cryptocurrencies as well if you can. That'll probably get you like a 1/10 or so, or 1/5 of a Bitcoin.
Is that short term or medium to short term?
It's all short term. Okay. The thing is that, I mean, the way I see him, he wants to take some kind of risk and see if he can make some money quickly and then
since
get
it's
out
just
of it.
Idle money.
Idle money.
Only that.
But anyway, watch out for June, what to invest in June Aerometrics webinar. We always do once every month. What to invest every month. So we did one in May. So what to invest in June. It's going to be coming up, I think, in a week or so.
Lovely.
Two times. So maybe we'll extend your invite, because it is actually invite only.
Oh.
Yeah, it's for some special people.
Wow.
It's not for everybody.
Thank you for not inviting me, Gode. Right, another question. Please, which platform can I deposit this money so that it'll be untouchable by the CBN regulations? My brother suggests PiggyVest, DollarFlex, but I don't know much on the regulations of fintechs in Nigeria. So he's looking for a way to keep money that's untouchable by the CBN. I guess
is there money that's untouchable?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, unless you hedge against the Naira.
Aha.
CBN is currently fishing out for people who are speculating, people who are betting against the Naira, so he better watch out.
Yeah, so it's not the way to go at all. So you should just forget about it.
I mean, you gotta be careful. I don't know if there's any such thing as what CBN can talk. But I mean, there's this belief that with fintechs, your money is sort of protected to an extent. Same way you have your money in any bank and all that.
But
the fintechs that he mentioned here are quite good. They're okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good. Options for investing, you can keep your money there. But I think that he's speaking to that rumor that they're going to confiscate or maybe convert. The CBN was going to convert all the dollars in the dumb account into Naira.
Really?
Yeah, there was one risk, and Nigeria has about $15 billion
in dumb accounts.
Yeah.
So they want to.
Because I mean, just to take care of dollar shortages. I mean, like, what the hell is Sadiq doing with his?
Amen.
$10
Okay, okay. You're actually very close. -5. It's all right.
So, but I mean, that is not going to happen anytime soon, because I don't think the CBN has any power
issues
to
with
that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I think you need some kind of legislation or law to be that drastic. So you just can't. Just like saying go to Sadiq's account and then convert all his Naira to dollar.
You'll be wasting your time. You'll just be wasting. I mean, there's no point.
Oh my God.
Much rather fetch water with the basket. Right. And then there's also something, lost my train of thought. I was thinking about another little thing I heard about investment. But anyways, I'll get back to that. Another question here says, good evening, sir. Please, what can I invest in with 1 million Naira now that will give me like 20% to 10% monthly returns? Very, very, very specific about this. Yes, can I invest 1 million Naira now? And he's looking for monthly returns.
I feel like if you have a very huge business idea that is going to thrive right now, that's your best bet. So I cannot give you a specific security that would 20%.
I mean, and then that's monthly.
Monthly. So if you have a very good business idea, that's your best bet. Just invest in that and hope that
it gives you
and your favor.
Like that. Sounds like Spartacus. Right. This is another question here, and it says, hi, money team.
Sorry, going back, Rentable give you 20%?
20 what?
Percent per month.
I've not reached that stage yet. We're still building and developing.
20%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but maybe, possibly. But right now, we're in the bay training process.
But you know the funny thing?
Yeah.
The only investment that can give you 20% return is equities.
What, monthly?
It's not monthly.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes there are some stocks that you pick. Like, I give you an example. Unilever gained 38% last week alone.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you know? You just won't wake up and just go and buy Unilever because you don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes the mystery with Nigerian stock exchange is sometimes you really don't know what's driving
stock
exchange. Unilever had quite a bad result.
Ah.
Yeah. So I mean, what's you're the just reason? Wondering what exactly is pushing up stock price.
That's difficult.
Yeah. So
that's really difficult. Right, says, hi, money team. Can you explain Nigeria? Okay, yeah. This is tied into what we talked about earlier, so we might not need to do this, but let me just read the question out. It says, can you explain Nigeria's quarter one results and how come we are not sliding into a recession and we have a GDP growth? So I think we've answered that question.
Can we want recession? Yeah. You see it,
understand. People are
looking for a recession. You see why?
Some people are praying for recession.
Okay.
I don't get it. So we've answered that already. Moving on. This says, hi, Ugo Dre. Hi, Loretta. As an SMP.
Sorry for jumping in. But I think this kind of like speaks to distrust Nigerians have for our data, like especially when it's good. Like when they said poverty rate was 80 million, people were like,
And then when they said that you know, our GDP growth and projections are good, it's like, no, it's a lie. It's
probably,
I don't get it.
People
think that when things go well, it's not going to affect them. It's only going to affect a certain number of people.
Yeah, so when it goes like, when it's bad, then that's really symptomatic of what they're experiencing.
Yeah,
and
what
that
they
kind of
expect.
Stuff.
I think it's down to expectations. People just expect bad things from Nigeria. So when the good things come, it's either not believed or they don't even see it.
Talking about that poverty rate, I just can't remember that report. That report was actually very dreadful, man. It was scary.
It was, but I don't understand why it was a typical Nigerian kind of like,
mix.
Yeah.
Like, not mix. The interesting thing about that report was it was coming from the point of view of how much you can spend, which is really an amazing way to measure poverty. You can measure poverty in two ways.
Yeah.
How much you actually spend. That's your spending power or your earning
power. Your earning power, true.
But I think spending power is actually
a better way to look at it.
Yeah, because you probably won't earn all that you think you earn all the time. So it's your spending is your spending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in that report, I think that Nigerians, like the poorest of the poor, their spending power per day is now around 80 naira.
Amazing. Amazing. But what is weird about that report is how it was staggered. On the one hand, we heard, yes, poverty capital, but it was later on we got the details to know where the poverty
conclusion
of that is what was a major shocker. Because, I mean, it was one of the things that was spoken about throughout the campaign.
Poverty but it wasn't capital, even spread. Capital. Yeah, people always thought it was all in
luck. Yeah, but it's actually all from the point of it was 80-something percent in the north. And then they also saw a little part
there
that
pockets
said,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, pockets and parts.
States in the east, you know.
But I was just surprised because after that report came out, it seems like everyone just quieted down on the whole poverty capital thing, you know. Because I saw part of that report also mention that from, I think, 2013 to 2014, there was actually a jump. A lot of people were raised out of poverty, particularly in the South.
Like,
that was the biggest jump in Nigeria's history.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone just said, okay. It now became, you know, less of a talking point. But it's interesting. It's really interesting.
And the reason why I brought it, guys, is that, you know, with purchasing power, it's directly correlated to how you price your goods. Because it shows you that a lot of the businesses that make a ton of cash in Nigeria are businesses that are priced below that line.
That line.
That is why you can buy a recharge card for 150.
Okay.
You can get data for 50 naira surf and all that kind of thing. Yeah,
because
I know spot betting, you guys do spot betting for any amount, you know. So it falls within their spending power.
Nice.
And so, but when you put your price at 2K,
then you've cut that huge population
like
of people.
So you're dealing with just, you know,
a small percentage,
Wow.
It's actually very interesting to look at it in those terms, though. All right, the phones have been buzzing nonstop. Let's pick them up. Hello? All right, I'll let this ring. Yeah, keep trying. I do apologize. Let me take this question here. Says, hi, Ugo Dre. As an SME, do you think I should get a loan or apply for VC funding? What are the differences between both and which is better long term?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's an amazing question. I like that.
Yeah,
I think you should go for. Let's start with the differences, though. So a loan means that you pay interest rate, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So you get to pay interest rate when you borrow, and then you have repayment terms.
Yeah.
Tenor for repaying, and then sometimes they can ask you for security.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that is basically. He's kind of ready to match or something.
I don't really know what it matches with. Just walked into the studio and my eyes are hurting. It's way too bright. There should be regulations on the kind of shirts you wear into a studio.
My God.
Yes,
is savage. Anyway, but with VC, you don't need a loan.
Okay.
This is venture capital.
Aha.
Yeah, so with venture capital finance, there's no tenor, it's not a loan, there's no interest rate. The guy is basically investing in equity in your business. Yeah, but they're called venture capital because their money doesn't actually stay that long, right? So they are betting on the fact that when you raise money later, they can sell and have an upside.
They're hoping that
when you eventually list, they can also sell and make a lot of money. Okay. So, and for venture capitalists, their own return is like they look at 3 times, 4 times, 5 times your money.
Wow,
that's the difference, you know. But for you to attract venture capital, you want to pick the call.
Let me do that quickly. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Do apologize. Do keep trying.
So for you to attract venture capital, you've got to, you know, have your game on. You've got to have very good network as well. Your idea has to be like, you know, super duper kind of idea. Not the super duper Donald Trump kind of idea.
In the world. No other person.
We have super duper missiles.
Had this idea.
Basically, you have to have like very good idea, and it's an idea that can scale. When I say scale, is an idea that can go from just ₦100,000 to ₦1 billion. Like an idea, they like things like that. They like to hear it, and then you can have a lot of customers.
Everybody needs
something kind of techie. That's what they're looking for. So when you don't have that, they generally just write to Bank of Industry.
You're inspiring me.
And tell them to just give you.
No, I think I need a venture capital because this is a brilliant idea.
No,
booze will ever be needed for as long as there are people. So you will need a booze.
I think you have a phone call, a question to ask.
I'm just saying. What's wrong with the line? Try the number, please. I do apologize. Let me scan through social media. Okay, that's hanging too. Today is one of those days, isn't it? I think we're done with the questions. So any just random advice you'd like to give the people out there who are planning on investing or, you know, trying to make a little bit of money this time?
My advice is actually to save your money this time, right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? No, no, as in investing, well, because of obviously what's going on.
Because of what's going on, you don't want to get cash strapped. Personally, that's why. Keep your money a little bit.
Invest
in things that you can easily convert to cash or cash. Investments. That's what I think.
I don't know if Google has a different idea. Yeah, I mean, spend on it. This is not when you want to, you know, spend on things that are not very important to you. Cash, liquid cash is very important right now. So you want to keep that cash. Very well. Keep it, hold it. if you're going to buy any asset, buy assets that you can make money from. Don't go and buy. buy luxury assets and all those kind of things.
Right.
And stop dashing money like that. Oh, I mean, you can give money to less privileged people
definitely,
who don't have. Yeah,
definitely.
But I mean, all this frivolous money that you
money
just
a lot
that you just share.
People have money just
to people,
around.
You know, to just meet your personal questions.
Yes, we don't know.
Anyway, as usual, guys, I'm out of here. The sports guys are here. Send us questions at www.nanometrics.com.
Yes.
Twitter handle at Nanometrics, Instagram at Nanometrics, anywhere on social media at Nanometrics. Send your questions. There are always people there looking to, you know, take those questions and then send it to us on the studio and then we will respond to them.
Love
we like feedback, so give us feedback if you've got any. All right?
Yep.
Thank
Most
you very much.
Definitely. Fabulous. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you, Gondre. Always entertaining and always informative. I have learned that I am going to push forward and put my business out there.